You are listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We believe that Jesus came to set you free and nothing can cancel the truth of God's word. Now here's your host, the youth pastor of Impact Youth at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, Pastor Joey Santora.
What is going on, Uncanceled? How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a special episode of the Uncanceled Podcast because
Happy 100!
That's right. It is our 100th episode of the Uncanceled Podcast. Man, that went off without a hitch.
That was great. We
Come
made
on.
It.
No that practice. Was it, man. No practice. No, we actually didn't. Like, seriously. But it's such a special episode of the Uncanceled Podcast.
100.
So many surprises.
Yeah.
So many surprises to come that we definitely didn't record already. But surprises to come. Some great guests on today. A little bit of a curveball.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a curveball here. So,
great.
But it is time to rate that crumble cookie extra edition. Oh! Come on.
That was nice. We got the whole menu because it's the 100th episode. So here we go.
Did you take a picture to show the people like on the screen so they can see everything?
Oh, no, but I can put all the flavors up.
Yeah.
Oh, Badger Gloves.
You know what that cookie reminds me of?
I will tell you this. This is pretty cool. I will tell you also this. Are we going to give a rating for all of these?
We should do like rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Yeah.
Like all right, let's go. No,
we won't take as much time. Should we start with this one?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not really excited for it, so sure.
I can like smell the sugar.
Well, it's a lot.
It's so
lots of sugar,
wow.
Lots of calories.
All right, guys, get in there.
I think it's just like
minis?
Yes. So I didn't want to get 900 calories of six
which
different
is respectable.
Kinds of cookies. So
yeah.
Got the minis, especially So.
Oh my god. All right, I got my Tres Leches right here. I don't know if I'm excited for this or not.
I'm not really. I'm more excited for the cookies.
Yeah, me too. I already
personally.
Know which cookie I want
mine
first.
Is gonna fall.
Ready, go.
I'll get there.
Do you normally like Tres Leches?
I do.
It's just like three milk.
It's very moist.
It's actually pretty good.
It is solid. Solid cake.
It's good. I mean... Wesley will like this.
That's
you
good.
Just spoiled it.
What do you mean? I didn't spoil anything. I just said that he would like it. He's my friend.
Yeah.
I talk to him a lot.
Sure.
but yeah.
Wait, that's actually really good.
What?
I feel like I can't be in on the ratings because it's y'all's been doing it.
I mean, you could give a rating. I mean, we don't really
rate
those.
Cake?
I don't know. It's really good. It's a good Tres Leches cake. I don't really know if I was rating it out of all the Tres Leches cakes that I've had in my life, I would actually say it's the second best Tres Leche I've ever had in my life. The only better one was at the Planeta Brazil. That's the only one that's been better than that. Other than that, that's the second best one I've ever had.
What's this? 8.
Okay. I like it. Honestly, I'd say 9. It's really good.
Well, if it's the best one I ever had, is it supposed to be a 10?
Yes.
Okay, 10.
All right, great.
Wow.
Awesome. Let's go.
Congrats, Crumble.
Let's, are we going to start with...
Yeah.
This is intense.
What are you going to say?
The regular one.
Yeah.
We've never had it.
All right.
This
I'm
is
just
going to
take a
chip?
Knife and...
The regular chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, shoot. Bro.
I already have my opinion about the chocolate chip cookie.
Time out, bro.
Is
Maybe we
very...
should just break it and we don't need a fork. Oh, yeah, I have my opinion about their cookies.
My mini fridge.
Or their... Me and Marshall's mini fridge is really cold. Or it's just really dry.
All right, let's go.
And that right there is why I don't get it any week ever. Chocolate chip cookie.
Do you want to know the honest truth? I'm going to say something pretty hot right now.
Are you?
Oh, boy.
Arguably one of the worst chocolate chip cookies I've ever had.
Whoa.
What's your beef? Not enough chocolate?
Well, granted. I'll be honest with you. I would rather have a Toll House chocolate chip cookie.
I'm just going to start cutting.
Maybe
these.
We have a disadvantage because it was cold.
Maybe.
Oh, that one's way easier to cut.
I'll be generous and just say, like, we're going rapid fire here. So, like, I'll just be, I'll say it's a 4.
Really?
Would average be just in the middle? I think it's average. Yeah. So, 5.
I would still eat the whole thing, so I
you
guess
know,
it's a
you're
5.
Right. It is below average for a chocolate chip cookie. It I've is. Had so many better chocolate chip cookies. 4.5.
Yeah. It's a 4 because of, like, it's kind of tough because I still would eat the whole thing because, yeah. like, yeah, but I wouldn't really want to
especially the mini.
You.
Hard not to eat a whole mini.
Yeah. All right. Let's go with this pumpkin.
Are we good with that one?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Brianna Logan, if you're listening, your cookies are better.
Oh, Brianna's cookies are definitely better than those cookies. That's not even, like, comp.
Oh, am I?
I'm just going to grab this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are these supposed to be warm?
I think that one is definitely supposed to be warm. Mm. But that
chocolate.
Might be the only one.
All right.
No, the...
You guys can come in. They're talking.
Okay, this sounds really like... I'm just going to say it.
Say it.
Mine are better.
Yes, they are.
Sorry.
My wife makes this cookie healthier and better.
Hey.
Too much nutmeg.
Lots of nutmeg.
3.5.
4. Total. Again.
Sure. 3. I don't really like it.
Oh, dang. Well, you don't really like pumpkin.
This is
but
not
the
good.
The last one that we had last week,
that was
I enjoyed.
That was good. That was good. Bad.
My wife's are healthier and they're better. I would have said the same thing if you weren't on here. That's actually so funny that you said that.
Sounds well, really prideful.
Also, everybody doesn't really know who I was even talking to. I'm talking to we have two I have
oh.
This
one is
two
we have
of
a
our
live studio audience.
Impact people that are in the studio right now.
This one is definitely supposed to be warmed, but I'm
no, you guys should
I'm
stay where you are.
Here's the thing, if a cookie is good, it should be good both ways.
Well, that has caramel.
These are like specialty.
I'll be honest. I don't think any of those were supposed to be cold. Any of this box.
You don't think that one is just regular?
I don't know. They're all.
Do you want me to go throw it in the microwave?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Do I really want to have a crumble apple? Yes.
I think this is going to be pretty good, personally.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't really know if I want a piece of the apple.
Well, somebody's getting, you're getting the piece of the apple.
I'll eat a real apple at home.
Okay, you know what? This is kind of gross. Okay.
Okay. That's really interesting.
See, I don't hate that.
No, that's good. That's good.
It's like.
That's good.
It's very apple. And wow. I didn't even get any apple.
Wow.
I'm still chewing.
Yeah, no, that's solid.
What's the chewy? The frosting is a little chewy?
I don't know.
I think the caramel, too, in the cookie.
I think it's just the cookie.
Yeah. That's an 8 out of 10.
That's good.
That's an 8
it's
out
like,
of 10.
It's like an apple explosion.
What you got, Ben?
I'm going to go with I like an 8.
Was it supposed to be cold?
Almost definitely not.
Even
so
though I
even
still
better.
Like it.
Warm.
Probably
I mean,
would have been a little bit
I
better
still
warm.
Like it.
But yeah, no.
I'll be honest.
I'm happy with that.
With the apple, it was actually really good. Even with
yeah,
the piece
I believe
apple.
It. I mean, it's for me, it's probably it's not like my favorite flavor in the world, but it's an 8. Like it's
what is
if you
one?
Make the 8, if you make an 8 to 10 tier, like you're good.
Well, it's
you're
like
really
a maple...
good.
I need like a palate cleanser. Maple sure. cream sandwich.
Oh man.
Oh.
Let's get excited.
A maple cream
I
sandwich.
I like maple. I'm a maple girl.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Dad, for that. My dad made me a maple girl. So I really like the caramel. I didn't give my rating. I'm going to give it an 8 also.
Solid 8.
Because I just think if it was warmer, I would have a better time. This is just a lot of cookie.
I didn't even acknowledge that Brianna was here.
Hi, I'm here.
But I said my wife liked, like everybody knows it's my wife.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
yeah.
I just didn't even acknowledge it.
That's very
okay. an assumption. Okay.
What if this is the best one?
That'd be so sneaky.
Whoa, wait. It smells like.
Kind of tastes like nothing.
I agree wholeheartedly. What is that?
The cookie is like a shortbread maybe, and the cream is what has the maple.
What is that? This?
Vanilla shortbread cookies.
Whoa,
maple,
I nailed that.
Maple cream cheese frosting.
It's flavorless.
I like
it. It's good. It's just not, it's a little flavorless.
5.
Five.
6.5
Yeah.
I was one knife short, but we'll make it.
We're so excited.
We're going to... Oh, I'm excited for this one.
I think we can all
chocolate
agree.
Peanut butter pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. See, I don't know if this one is supposed to be hot or warm.
I don't
I
think it is.
I think cold.
I think so, too.
Cold.
I don't think so. I think you're right.
Oh, really good.
Yeah.
We're all peanut butter chocolate somebody's people. Up
yeah,
here.
I like that. I don't really have a lot of complaints going, Brianna.
Is this brownie on the bottom?
I'll tell you. Don't know. No.
Oreo.
Let's try it. Yeah.
Is it?
It is. Oh!
Wow.
Oh, yes. Wow. That's what we were waiting for.
No,
happy
actually,
100.
You guys really wanted that. God heard you. Wait a second. I do have something to say, though. I would like a little more chocolate.
Would
it's
you?
Very peanut butter, which I love peanut butter, but it's supposed to be chocolate peanut butter pie.
Here's what it says. Cookies and cream pie cookie topped with a peanut butter filling, a drizzle of milk chocolate, and chopped peanut butter cups. And I think it's perfect. I think that's it.
Go ahead. Do it, Ben. I know you want to. Do it. Do it.
10.
Oh,
no!
He did it. The 10 stamp has
yes!
come down.
Yes.
Oh,
come
my
on.
Goodness.
None of you guys have done a 10 yet?
No, I've given mine. He hasn't given his.
That makes sense. Do you guys feel me? I just wish it was a little more chocolatey, you know? No?
I think it's amazing.
I think it's great. Like, I love it. But if I had to criticize it, I would want more peanut butter.
I've already used my 10.
More chocolate.
You've used two.
I've already used my 10 twice. I can't use it again here. I'm going to go 9.8 because I do like other flavors better. I'm going to go really high, but it's just, it can't be a 10. Go
Fair
ahead.
Enough.
I'm going to say an 8.7 because I want more chocolate.
Okay.
What a
but,
great time.
Sorry, because you guys don't agree.
Oh, I don't care. There's a party in my mouth, and I really don't care that
but,
there's
like,
that like you feel that way.
Like, I want to eat more of it.
Oh.
You know who's really waiting right now for us to be done with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I want to try
they're
all of these.
Rush the stage soon.
Well, listen.
This is a great experience.
This was a great experience on the Uncanceled podcast. I had such a great time trying all these different flavors, but here's the thing. Today is a special day. We already said it's our 100th episode of the Uncanceled podcast. Today is a special day. I think that Ben probably had some type of balloons come down or whatever. I don't know what feature you're doing.
I don't know either.
It's going to look great. Whatever it is, it's going to look awesome. And you know what? Hit it again.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, yes. Let's go, man. That was fire. That was fire, man. That was fire then. And again. And there it is.
The post editing in this is actually crazy.
Take a little while.
What do you mean? Right. What post editing? You guys didn't just see all
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But listen, we got some fun surprises. We're going to have some students come on here today and share about how God has impacted their life through Impact Youth. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say. I'm excited to hear the testimonies that God has done in their life. And we also have a couple of other special guests that are going to be joining us today. But today is really about celebrating everything that God has done through Impact and just in the students' lives. And so I'm excited for it. So enjoy the rest of this very special episode of the Uncanceled Podcast. Check it out. Well, as we said, this is a special episode of the Uncanceled Podcast. We have some surprise guests that are going to be with us today, and I'm really, really excited because we have 100 episodes of the Uncanceled Podcast. That is so awesome. So I'm really excited, and I'm excited to have some students actually come and join me on the podcast today and share about what God has done in their life through Impact Youth. Being that it's the 100th episode, I thought that it would be worth hearing what God has done over the last 100 episodes. So I'm going to have some students come on up. My first student's going to come and join me on the stage. Maddie P. Maddie P, come on and join me right up here on the Uncanceled podcast. Yeah. We got some people in the house. Come on. Matt, what's up, man?
Sup.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on the Uncanceled podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it is.
It
just really is. I mean, it's a great podcast. It's a pleasure for me to get on the Uncanceled podcast every single week. I love this place, man. Matt, we have you on the podcast today, and really what we're doing is I want to see, hear from you, and I actually don't even know what their exact answers are going to be. I just asked them today if they would do this. I'm going to ask them how God has used Impact Youth to impact their life, no pun intended. Impact Youth is obviously the youth ministry that's connected to this podcast. But first, I want to ask you this, Matt. Matt, how long have you been coming to Impact for?
I've been coming to Impact since my second half of freshman year. Now it's senior year, so about three and a half years around there.
Cool. And how has God impacted your life through Impact?
So God's impacted my life in many ways. The first being boldness, coming to Impact, first started, I didn't want to say a word. I didn't say anything to anyone. But now preaching, talking to a whole bunch of friends and stuff, and even just being on the Uncanceled podcast, it's a true testament to what God has done in my life and the boldness he's given me.
Yeah.
Another thing would be just friends. I've seen God move in my life. Coming here, I didn't really have a whole lot of friends because I moved and I had to start all over again. And I've seen people come into my life, go out of my life. But I prayed to God and that God would give me good, solid Christian friends. And some of them are in the audience right now. And even Josh, I want to shout out Josh as my Barnabas. You would get that, and Pastor Joey would get that.
Got it.
But, so I'm very thankful to God that he's just given me good friends and has answered all my prayers.
Amen. Amen. That's amazing. And I'll tell you what, Matt's not kidding when he said that he got boldness. And really, Matt, you can say if I'm right about this, it's okay. For you to be honest, of course. It really all started when you got filled with the Holy Ghost at that service that one night. You remember that?
Yep.
You got filled with the Holy Spirit, began speaking in tongues, and a boldness came upon him. And I'm proud of you, man. What God's done in your life, he has a call to preach. He's going to go and serve the Lord in the ministry. And so I'm just proud of you, Matt. Thank you for sharing what God has done in your life through Impact. Give it up for Matt. Yeah. Come on. Matty P. All right, we have barking in the crowd today. Can somebody say amen? Next up, I'm gonna have some of the Brookfield High School football players, because they have to get to practice. I'm gonna have them join me up here. I'm gonna have John Lopes come and join me on the Uncanceled podcast. Let's go! Here he is, John Lopes, guys. There was no edit at all involved in that. Not at all. He just spawned here.
I'm here.
No, I'm just kidding. John, thanks for joining me on the Uncanceled podcast.
Great to be here.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. If you guys ever listened, no, nobody probably listens to the sports radio that watches. That's what they say. Sorry, we're done. And maybe we edit that out. No, I'm just kidding. John, I'm happy that you're here with me, man. John, how long have you been coming to Impact Youth for?
I started coming to Impact, I think, January 2022, but I didn't really get saved until, August of that year.
Wow.
I'd say so.
That's awesome. And so you got saved in August of 2022 is what you said. Okay, very cool. And how has God impacted your life through Impact Youth?
Through Impact Youth, I'd say God has impacted my life tremendously. It was before I started coming, before I got saved, it was actually on a summer camp, I think. I got saved and I got the call of ministry on my life. But I used to be depressed, anxious, all this stuff. I used to go to church and stuff. My mom would run things. I used to go to church, but I wouldn't really know what it meant to be a Christian or what it truly felt like. I would just live a lukewarm life, claiming to be a Christian, but not really doing those things. So I'd say Impact's had a tremendous impact on my life because it's taught me a lot of these things.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's amazing. And now John also, he feels the call of God to go into the ministry. John, what do you feel called to do?
I feel called to be an evangelist right now.
Amen. Amen. That's great. When did you get called? When did you receive that call to be an evangelist? When did you feel that?
It was, I think it was August something when I got saved. And then I think the day after, 2 days after, like the final night of the service is when I got called into the ministry. I felt the calling.
Was that with Evangelist Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Ian Ross.
Yeah, I'll have to pass that on to him. That's really amazing. Praise God. I'm proud of you, John. You're awesome, man. You're doing great. He actually teaches, sometimes he teaches on the weekend for our discipleship at Impact as well for the young kids, for the middle school students. But John, thank you for joining me. Give it up for John. Yeah. All right. Next up, the man, the myth, the legend, Grayson Razak. Here we go. Grayson Razak, everybody. Everybody say, hey, Grayson, yeah.
What up, guys?
I'm not going to lie, Grayson. I'll have to give you props on this. That was probably the best, greeting out of everybody. Like, you were in, you were in immediately. Like, it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, locked in.
Let's go. Grayson, how long have you come to Impact for?
I think around maybe a little bit longer than a year and a half.
Year and a half. I can't believe you've only been coming for a year and a half. I feel like you've been saved for like a long time.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. God's spiritually matured me pretty fast.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And why don't you share how God has impacted your life through Impact Youth?
God has impacted me tremendously. I first started going here because someone invited me. And when I came here, I just felt the presence of God. I remember when you did an altar call, I literally felt God like tell me, just stand up. Like, I literally was just like excited to just get up out of my seat. Like, you counted down. I remember you counted down from like 3 or 5. And I just remember I was like, I just want to stand up now. Like, this is the best I've like felt in a really long time. Like, why do I feel so happy right now? I stood up, I went up there, and then I remember I kept going a couple weeks. I kept getting dry though. I wasn't really like paying attention. I wasn't trying to like receive really. I remember I missed one Impact and AJ called me actually and he's like, why aren't you here? And I was like, oh, I'm sick. Like I just
was it
like,
Cap?
Oh yeah, it was Cap.
Okay.
But John just like kept trying to get me to come. And so I kept coming and then I kept receiving from the Lord. And then we had Heat Wave where Evangelist Wesley preached and I got touched. Like, I felt like this was the best feeling I've ever felt in my life. Like, I received the joy of the Lord. Like, I remember I fell down just laughing, like constantly just happy. Like, it was the best feeling I've ever felt. Like, I felt so at peace. Like, my mind was so calm. I wasn't like thinking about anything and I just received from the Lord. And then I've just kept living for God from that point on. I've kept working on it. I've kept getting closer to God and I kept living and God's changed my life.
Amen. That's powerful. And when did you, because you also feel called to the ministry, when did you feel God call you into the ministry?
I remember I felt God call me the third night of Heat Wave, my first year. Like, probably that was probably like my fourth month into coming. And I remember he did an altar call and I just felt like to get up there. And then I just felt like God like talked to me and speak to me like, you're going to go preach to these people. Like, I really didn't understand it at that time. Like, I was just like, I wasn't really that knowledgeable of like God and like the Bible.
Yeah.
But I remember he just prayed over me and I just received that.
Yeah.
And it's been with me since.
Amen. That's powerful. That's amazing. Something that I love about everybody, Matt would be the exception. He grew up in a Christian home, which is amazing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But something that I love is to see that you guys got saved and then you guys grew in the Lord and then you guys found what it was that God called you to do with your life. Each of you guys that have shared so far. And so I'm proud of you, man. Thank you for coming on and thanks for sharing with us. Give it up for Grayson.
Great to be here.
Yes, sir. Next up, we're going to break it up a little bit. Wait, actually, are we going to break it up a little bit? No, we don't have time. Next up, we got Delrick Santos. Delrick, come on up. Here we go. Give it up for Delrick Santos, everybody. Give it up for Delrick. Yeah. Our audience has dwindled very significantly. We had our students, they came by today, and they're awesome. I literally just texted them, like, at like 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. this morning and asked them to come on to this. So the fact that they even came is great, but they had to get back to some other things they had to do. But Delrick, what's up, man?
What's up? What's up? Nothing much.
I'll be honest with you. If Grayson's was the best, yours was probably the worst.
Okay, what did Grayson do? I was in the bathroom.
He was, he had some energy.
What's up?
Yeah, there we go. Love this guy. Delrick, how long have you been coming to Impact for?
Middle of June 2023, so a year and like 4 months.
A year and 4 months. I love that you guys know when you first started coming to Impact because you only remember something that actually impacted you. So, in a positive or negative way, but hopefully it's positive, right?
Yes, sir.
But how has God impacted your life through Impact?
Tremendously. Before Impact, I didn't really have like a sense of belonging or like a community, but now I have, a bunch of friends. I have a community. I have a place where I'm a mentor here at the M&M program. I have a place to kind of call like my own, not like the church is my own, but like my own community.
Yeah.
There's people, I belong here, and it's just great because there's a role. There's a role for everybody here, and there's a role you play, and I love playing that role, and that's being a mentor and helping people and learning.
Yeah.
Most importantly.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here and ask you a question that I didn't ask the others. What has been your favorite thing that you've learned being a part of Impact?
Like learned about like God and the Bible?
And God and the Bible. Yeah, that's more where I'm asking from. Yeah. It doesn't have to be your only, like your top thing, but just something that you think of that's like, that was one of my favorite things that I learned.
Shoot. You know that I have like a big drawing towards like the doctrine and like teaching. So I think probably my favorite thing that I've learned as a whole is just maybe like the Bible studies or our meetings when we just go deeper and learn more about the doctrines and learn more about what these verses mean, just specific stuff like that, because you're not going to get that in much other places. You're not going to, get that from every teacher. So I'm just grateful to have that opportunity to learn.
Amen. What he's referring to is we have Bible study at my house in the spring and in the summer. And the students all come over and we'll talk about some like deep stuff in the Bible. Like we'll talk about like eschatology and like these like deep doctrines of the Bible. And then also, Delrick also interns with me as well. So I get the opportunity to sit down one-on-one with him, but that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Delrick, thank you so much for joining me on the Uncanceled Podcast. Love you, man. Peace out.
Love you too.
Anna Clara, everybody. Give it up for Anna Clara. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
We mixed it up a little bit. We had four straight guys. I only have one female student that was able to come today. I know, actually, I think that a female leader is coming as well in a second. But anyway, Anna, how long have you been coming to Impact?
I have been coming since January 2022.
Like, January 2022.
But not like frequently.
Not frequently. Yeah. When did you start coming frequently?
September 2022.
If you don't mind me asking, I mean, this wasn't really my plan, but why did you start coming more consistently in September?
It was after I got baptized and I decided to like take God serious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. And tell me, how has God impacted your life through Impact?
Before I gave my life to Jesus, I used to suffer with like a lot of things like self-image, and I used to be like, I used to have like suicidal thoughts and I just like didn't feel like worthy. But then I gave my life to Jesus in Heatwave Conf 2022.
Wow. What happened at Heatwave Conf 2022?
Evangelist Wesley was preaching and I was like, I like felt like taught, like God was touching me in the service and I gave my life to him.
Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. I love to just hear about how God can lift people up from the darkest of places. And, that's the reality of it, is that you received a touch from heaven that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Are you trying not to cry right now?
No, I'm just trying not to laugh.
Trying not to laugh. I was like, you're holding something in right now. You can laugh. It's okay. This is the Uncanceled Podcast. I crack up all the time. Sometimes right. Me and Ben have like probably like 10 to 20 second clips of us just cracking up laughing. So you can laugh. That's okay. Let me ask you what has been your favorite or one of your favorite things that you've learned at Impact?
walking in the spirit and like just like taking him serious, like, because like lukewarm is like, I used to be a lukewarm Christian, and I just was like, that's not, if I want to go to heaven, I have to go all in. So
yeah,
walking in the spirit and listening to your spirit.
Amen. Walking in the spirit. That's good. That's, I like that one. I like that one. That's really good. I like Delworks too, but I like that one. That's a,
thank you.
That's a really good answer. Let me ask you, where have you been? I know that I'm like asking like extra questions to different people, but it's, I okay, want it to be genuine. This was like not like staged. Where have you felt like you've been challenged the most to grow in your faith at Impact?
Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't get it.
Like, do you feel as though that you've maybe at one point in your life, like you felt like, man, like I really need to like get more serious about God in this area of my life, or like felt challenged to like, I don't know, even like evangelizing with your friends and stuff, yes, like that stuff?
Yes. I think like the hardest thing that like is very hard is like in school, because like no one is saved, and like you're, no one's really saved in my school. So it's like hard because you're supposed to be the light. So it's like very hard because people will like try to bring you down in a way, kind of, because you're different and like you're not of the world, basically.
Yep.
So I think it's hard to like evangelize in my school. So,
and how have you, because you do that extremely well at your school. Like, I know that it could be a struggle sometimes. Yes. You do extremely well. How have you grown in being able to do that, in being connected to Impact?
It's what you said last night, but like I've heard it before. It's like when you see people that don't know God, they're like souls that are going to hell, and we have to see them in a way that's like, if we don't do anything about it, it's going to be kind of like our fault, because like we are supposed to be like, show them what the love of God is. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good, Anna.
Thank you.
Anna. Anna's just such a sweet girl. I'll be honest with you. I'm way softer on the female students than I am on the male, it's on true, the male students. My wife gets on the female students when she needs to and stuff. But I always say this, that I'm gonna I'm definitely more of the girl dad type for sure. But Anna Clara, thank you so much for joining me on the Uncancelled podcast.
Bye, guys.
Give it up for AC. Giselle Erazzo. Giselle, how are you?
I'm great.
Thanks.
Just got out of work.
Where do you work?
Evergreen.
Evergreen? Go to Evergreen. Go check her out at Evergreen. Get some coffee, right? Smoothie. Acai bowls. Little plug for Evergreen. Evergreen, sponsor us. No, I'm just kidding. But Giselle, I asked everybody this question so far, and I'm asking you, how long have you come to Impact for?
I've been coming to Impact since I was in fifth grade.
You've been coming a long time.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 7 years.
7 years. You came for the full circle, like 5 to 12. That's amazing. Was I a senior when you were in fifth grade?
I don't think so. I don't
No.
Know.
How old are you now?
I'm 17 now. I turned 18 in February.
I'm turning 25 in January. No, I wasn't. I would have left. I just left. You just missed me.
I feel like when I was like in fifth or sixth grade, Brianna came and played keys like for one song.
Okay, there you go. That would make sense. We just had to get that established for a second. Let me ask you this. I've asked everybody this question. How has Impact, or God used Impact to impact your life? Again, no pun intended. How has God used Impact to impact your life?
Well, I just want to start off by saying that I'm like very appreciative of this ministry and how it's like impacted my life, like we're talking about. When I was in fifth grade, I was super shy. I wouldn't talk much. I would hang out with my older brother and his friends, but like as time went on, I like developed certain skills, and like I became a lot more talkative. Like now I can come up on stage and like I can sing and like I like do announcements and all of that, and that's definitely helped me, especially like outside if you're like, I'm in charge of a lot of things at my school and like such things like that, and I know that that's like a gift of God, because like before, like even after my parents, I was a very like shy, quiet kid, but like now the Lord has like freed me from all of that, and like I don't feel like scared when I speak anymore. I also used to have like a lot of like mental health things. Like I was always really sad, and the Lord like freed me from that. Like I have the joy of the Lord, and like all this stuff. But I know it's of God, and like I know that impact has just like really given me a place where I can call home, in a place where I feel at peace. Like I know that like this is the house of the Lord, and like it's not a burden to come here. It's something I look forward to. I know that I have like a space here. I know that, like, I don't say this pridefully, but like Pastor Joe and Pastor Brianna do trust me, and that's not something that I take lightly. I'm very appreciative of that I'm able to like develop all of this, since I do feel called into ministry and all of that, and I know that's of the Lord, and the Lord has blessed me for being a part of this ministry, like financially, like even it, like I'm saying, like they trust me, and that's like not something that I take lightly. Like that is of the Lord. Like it's nothing special about me. It's just that like the Lord has blessed me with these skills, like the people around me that like they like the Lord has given me, Pastor Joe and Pastor Diana, as like spiritual mentors, and also like leaders here at Impact, like people that I actually look up to, and I'm just so appreciative of that. Like it really has impacted my life, like for the better. Like words can't even like describe like how much my life. Like if I didn't come to Impact, like if I never came to Impact, I would be like so depressed. I would be so like not myself. Like I wouldn't be the person that I am today. Like honestly, that's not like trying to be like cliche or like corny, but I genuinely would not be the person I am today if it were not for this ministry, and if it were not for like God using Pastor Joey and Pastor Diana and Pastor Brandon before that. Like truly the Lord has like has his hand over this ministry, and it's like the fruit of like the people that come out of this ministry are like totally like different. Like it's great.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And Giselle, she said that she, you know, was more shy. Now she's going to be emceeing our back to school bash in front of like hundreds. Like there's going to be 500 plus easy people that are going to be there on Saturday. And she's going to be emceeing that now. So that's amazing. And it's amazing to see what God's done. Also, you have a podcast.
I do.
Tell everybody the name of your podcast.
Okay, so my podcast name is The Truth Talk Podcast. We're on Instagram and YouTube. You know what? Pastor Joe and Pastor Brianna really encouraged me with that, and I'm so excited to see where the Lord takes me with that. I do like little teachings and such.
And she does a great job. She does a great job because, and you know, I want to say this, that this is something just to note, like, we never discourage our students from operating in the gifts that God has given to them. If you're a youth pastor and you're watching this, don't discourage your students from preaching if they want to get on Instagram or whatever and preach. Encourage them in their gift. Encourage them to step out and keep on growing. Don't try and hold them down. So I'm very proud of you, Giselle. And me and Pastor Brianna are very, very proud of you. And thanks for coming on the Uncancelled Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Giselle. Give it up for Giselle. Thanks for coming on. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed those testimonies from some different MPAC students.
I did.
Yeah, I liked it too. I enjoyed it a lot. Our guest today actually enjoyed them too. He had mentioned it to me that he enjoyed it as well. I definitely didn't mention his name at all today during the podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
Bless you.
A sneezing
you have to sneeze
anointing.
98 more times.
From the Uncancelled Podcast. Well, I have Ben on with me because I actually wanted to ask Ben. Ben, being that you've been obviously a part of my ministry since the beginning, and you've been a part of Impact ever since I've taken over, I want to know what some of your favorite things have been that have happened over the last almost 4 years now.
Yeah. There are so many. You want me to save the big one for the end?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of the little stuff is, I mean, it might sound lame or whatever, but like, just like the weekly, like, I don't know, the stuff that we get to do weekly.
Yeah.
And just like, I don't know, like set up and just going through everything that we do on a weekly basis. It's crazy that it hasn't gotten old.
Yeah.
And it hasn't gotten like, oh, you know, just another Wednesday kind of thing. Like it's fun every time. The big events that we've done. Oh, yeah. I mean, though they've been like a lot of work, I know we've talked about this before. It's been a lot of like work, but it hasn't felt like hard, like annoying, like, oh, I don't want to do this work. It's been a blast.
It's and accomplishing.
So, you know, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest one, like for me, the spring kickoff, like standing in the back and watching 500,
that was awesome.
500 plus high school students flood the altar was like insane.
Yeah.
And amazing.
Yeah.
So all the big events have been incredible. Heat wave, you know, all the preparation is just always like, it's always so fun.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot and there's a lot to it, but it's always so fun. The biggest thing for me that I've enjoyed is like getting to see students actually care about having a relationship with God.
Yep.
And actually care about living for God. That's something that, you know, it wasn't a place that I was at in high school. I didn't even come to Impact in high school. I wasn't in youth group, but to see the students like actually genuinely care about loving God and living for God and pleasing him with their lives has been like, it's almost like mind blowing to me. It's like sometimes,
yeah.
But like they actually do care so, and they're succeeding at it. And like, it's a testament to the job that you and Pastor Brianna have done and just the environment and that's been created here. And it's been so much fun. It's been amazing.
Amen. And the thing that I think that can be very easily missed, sometimes we live in a world, right, of you know, social media, things at fingertips, you know, and somebody can see the bigness of a youth event or the bigness of a ministry accomplishing something. And I'm not even just specifically speaking of my ministry. I'm speaking of ministries as a whole. You could see, you know, we posted the back to school bash, you know, or I'm sorry, the spring kickoff, and how many people got saved. And people see that and they're like, whoa, this is big and this is massive. And the thing that people miss is the work that actually goes into making those types of things happen. It's not just like a one thing. It's like there is the work of the preparation of the students, right?
Yeah.
There's getting the vision for the students to catch it. And they're like, okay, I'm in. But then it's second, the execution of the students themselves, like actually caring enough to want to execute what is going on.
Yeah.
And then there's the setup, there's the teams, there's the making sure that the event is as big as we're advertising it to be as well. The coordination of everything. It's not just like as people unfortunately simplify it to, we don't just sit around and just like pray. Although we do that, we pray and we fast whenever we do these big events. That's the spiritual side. But we also do many practical things and use the brain that God has given us to be able to execute things as well. And that is something that, and how I know it's really the Lord is because when you really think about all these things, it can actually be, it could be overwhelming to think about everything that needs to get done and then needs to get executed, but you don't get tired of it. Like after you're done with one, you're like, all right, like, you know, we just did that one, but it's a great feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as much a feeling of relief as it is a feeling of accomplishment of like, it's done and it's done the best way.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to do it again next time.
Yeah.
You know? And that right there is how you know that there's actual calling and God's hand is actually on something. I cannot stand it in the ministry when people act like this is a burden. Like this is like the hardest thing ever type thing. And I know that there's challenges in the ministry. I also know as a pastor and as people that serve in the ministry, we have to bear each other's burdens. I get that. And yeah, there are people that bring their burdens to me and my wife and share what's going on in their life. But it's not like a curse to be a part of the ministry. Like people act like that sometimes. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of hard, you know. Yeah, there's challenges. Yes, there may be difficulties. There may be moments where it's difficult. But ultimately, if God's hand is really on it, you're ultimately going to love what you do.
Yeah.
And be excited about everything that God is doing and the growth of the ministry. So,
yeah, I mean, as I look back, it's very sentimental, I guess.
It is. It is a sentimental episode.
As I look back on just, you know, the almost 4 years or like 3.5, something like that. It's been a blast. It's just been a good time.
And it doesn't feel like it's been 3.5, 4 years. No. No. I feel like that's like something also how you know like time flies when you're having fun. For sure. You know, it's not like I've only been the youth pastor for almost 4 years now. Oh my gosh. It's like it's been four years. Like that flew by like so fast. Like it feels like it actually startled me the other day to think about it. Cause somebody asked me how long I've been the youth pastor for. And I was getting ready to say almost 3 years is what I was getting ready to say, or 2 years or something like that. And then I thought about it. I was like, wait, no. It's going to be 4 years in May. And that's not even a long time. There's so many people that have been in the ministry for so much longer than I have, like significantly, and have done so much more than we have in the ministry. And I fully understand that. So I don't want you guys to get across the impression like this guy thinks that he's arrived and he's done. I don't think I've done diddly squat. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, like I'm thankful to God for what has been accomplished, but there's so much more that needs to get done. But I will stop and smell the roses a little bit, if that makes sense. Stop and, you know, contemplate everything that the Lord has done. We've been in two different rooms. We had the old Impact room, and now we have the new Impact. Two different podcast locations.
Yeah, it feels like we've been in here forever.
It does.
Like the old Impact room, like that seems, I don't know. For me, when I think back on like stuff like this, it seems like, yes, it's flown by, but it also kind of seems like we've been doing this for a long time, and it's just like the flow of it, and it feels like we've been in this room for a while, and that was a long time.
It's like the best of both worlds, like at the end of the day, and it's like the best of both worlds, and you know, I think about like the fact that we like we have seen like us starting out at a certain place, like starting out with, you know, after COVID, you know, people, you know, whatever, like people scared about, you know, church and stuff like that. 40, 45 people coming out to Impact on Wednesday. And now in which for the last, like,
it's been like 3 or 4 weeks,
consistently, there's been 100 students that have been here, and we've been hitting that number periodically throughout our year this year. But even just like we have 18 seniors that graduated, and we're at 100 people on a consistent, like it almost seems like the momentum is better than ever. And we just gave, we just sowed 18 seniors out into the world.
And we're about to do a huge evangelistic, you know, push. Yeah.
It's just great. It's great. And Heatwave Conf has been great. Yeah. I mean, and I'm going to talk about that with our guest that's here with us today a little bit, but I'm just thankful to God. I'm thankful for everything that's been done. And I know that this is only such a small part of everywhere that God is going to take us. Like even like our podcast setup, like right here, like I know there's going to come a time where we're going to have like a much more like almost, I don't know if the word's fancy, but a much fancier, nicer podcast setup that we have, that we don't like this, a folding table with a black tablecloth, like whatever, but we're going to go somewhere higher.
And the thing is like, but we're also like, we're cool with the folding table. Oh, and we're having a great time, and it's all fun. It's all good.
It's all fun. It's great. It's all fun. It's all a good time. And thankful for every person that is watching this. I'm sure that you have in some way played a part in what God has done in this ministry. And if you're somebody that aspires to be in the ministry, maybe perhaps you're a Bible college student and you're training for the ministry, just know that even in such a short time, 4 years, success is attainable in the ministry. You're gonna do great things in the ministry. And just believe God, follow what he says, understand that there's going to be challenges and difficulties, but nothing that is too great for the grace of God to be able to help you make it through and get through. So I'm thankful to the Lord. Thankful for you, man. Thank you for everything you've done for this ministry.
I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for you and for Impact. I really am.
It's such a blessing. And, you know, every ministry needs a Ben. Every ministry needs a Ben. I'm fully convinced of it. And I know that I really feel as though that like the type of person that Ben is and the calling God has on Ben's life is so great and so needed in the ministry. And I think that we're going to see more people feel a pull towards Helps Ministry because I think that sometimes we're so quick to force like everybody to like be like a pastor, an evangelist, or a this or a that, where it's like maybe you feel pulled towards the ministry and it's not actually like, not that obviously you do teach and you do preach sometimes an impact, but your main functionality is to operate in a helps capacity. And we're going to see more people get called into that, and more people that, yeah, you feel pulled towards the ministry, and actually what your calling is to help a ministry, and you're going to be extremely satisfied in that.
Amen.
So I appreciate you, man. Love you.
Appreciate you.
Thankful for what God has done. And I look forward to talking about 10 years. Yeah. It'll be fun. So
1,000 episodes.
1,000 episodes of the Uncanceled Podcast. I think our next milestone will probably be 200.
250.
250 would make more sense, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, well, guys, we're going to move on to our next segment of the podcast. Ben, thank you for coming on and talking with me about this. Let's head to the next segment. Well, surprise, everybody. We got Evangelist Wesley Augrey with us today. Evangelist Wesley, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be on to celebrate the 100th episode of the Uncanceled Podcast.
That's right. You know it. I'm happy to have you here with us. It just so happened that it worked out that you were going to be here the same week of our 100th episode.
Look at God.
No, it's pretty cool. Seriously, like obviously I didn't plan our 100th episode to be the same week of the Back to School Bash, but it worked out that it was. But really what we're doing this episode, you know what this is kind of like? Do you remember your Thanksgiving extravaganza that you did on your podcast?
Yes, I do.
This is kind of similar-ish to that, where we're basically celebrating what the Lord has done in this ministry. And as I pointed out, and I want to make very clear, it's only been 4 years, or not even 4 years yet. It hasn't been a very long time, but I'm still thankful to God for what he's done at this ministry in a short period of time. So
he's gone.
But I want to ask you, Evangelist Wesley has not only been one of my very best friends personally, but he's also played a critical part in laying key foundation for this ministry. You really have been and still are this ministry, Impact Youth's evangelist, is really ultimately what it is. When we are looking to have revival, like you're the guy that we turn to, you're the guy that we invite. And with all that being said, as somebody that's been so key in it, what are some things that you have seen God do over these last couple of years?
Well, that's a loaded question.
It is.
I'll try to track back in my mind kind of how this began. I think it was in either March or April of 2021.
Yep.
I think you had said, hey, the Lord spoke to me. I'm supposed to start a youth conference, and so I'm going to do it. And I remember you had said that I felt the Lord speak to me that you were to be a part of it, speaking of myself.
Yep.
And I said, all right, let's do it. You know, graduating Bible school, I had no meetings on the books at all. That was my, I think, if I remember correctly, my first meeting out of Bible school was that event. And I think that first year you had, 250 or 200?
I think it was only like 150, 200.
Okay, 150, yeah. 200, whatever,
yeah.
Kids that were there. And I remember we just went for it. We didn't know what we were doing.
No.
I mean, we were fresh out of Bible school and passionate for God. But I remember coming, I think I did the Thursday and Friday session.
You did, yes.
If I remember correctly. And I don't remember what I preached on, but I remember we just gave it all we had. And we had a great salvation altar call that first night that I was here. And it was one of the biggest I had seen in youth ministry at that time. You probably as well. And then I remember that Friday night, I was thinking about this as I was driving here, actually, that song Fire by C.C. Winans. Yep. I had Pastor Brianna prepare that song, and you started doing that. And it was like something swept that room. And what I think it was the first time, really, and you had just taken the youth group.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was obviously kids that were in it when you started, but when you take anything, there's a lot of work to be done to get culture in line with what you feel God's called you to do.
Right.
Whatever has come before is great, and we thank God for that. But anytime you take something, the way Moses led the Israelites is not the way Joshua did. So anyways, you know, you were working for a few months, I think, before heat wave.
Yeah, only 2 months.
2 months, so yeah. You had 2 months to really prepare the people, whatever. But I remember that Friday night, I mean, I remember it was a blowout meeting. I mean, you had kids lined up around the sanctuary. We were laying hands on people. And you were with me, I think, right? Laying hands on the people that first year.
Yes.
And it was like the thing just blew up. I mean, you had kids left and right falling out under the power of God, getting touched by God, set free, healed of God. And it was a great meeting. And so I remember from there, you realized that there was momentum on the vision. If God speaks to you to do anything, and there's no tangible results, that there was fruit, I'd question if it was in the mind of God.
Mm.
That doesn't mean that it didn't look like what you thought it would, but God still did something. If nothing is going on, then maybe you misheard. But I think that was evidence to us that God was on that conference,
yeah.
On not just that conference, but you guys and on this ministry. And, you know, what you've established in this youth group as we sit in this room is literally a culture of revival. What do I mean by that? That you have made room for the move of God, not just, you know, at a retreat somewhere far away that, you know, most youth groups, that's it. You know, they have an encounter with the Holy Spirit one time a year on Friday night in a conference center, wherever it would be. But
right.
That's not what you decided to do. And I think that's why God's honored what it is that you've done, because you've opened up a door here for people to encounter God. And this youth group is talked about all over the United States of America. I'm not kidding. Part of that is because I talk about it, but others that just know. I was with a minister today of note that knows about this youth group, knows about what God is doing here, because when God is moving and someone allows God to move, the message begins to spread. So I celebrate that, because it wasn't like you rejoiced in the 150 and said, this is the greatest thing we've ever done. You said, I know God can do much more. And so year two, it grew. There was more people than there was the year before. And we pressed God even more for year three. And I remember that blew up year three. And we just did four, didn't we? We just did year four. And year four was the most kids you've ever had. 500 and what?
It was 409.
409. So nearly at 500. And that tells us for year number five that you'll crest 500.
Right.
Because everything with God grows. But I think back to that first conference and, you know, how we knew nothing in ministry.
Nope.
But, you know, being a part of what God has done here, you know, I don't, as an evangelist, your job primarily when you come into the church is to be an encouragement and a refreshment to the pastor. At least you should be if you're a biblical evangelist, which I am. And so, you know, I was saying earlier as I was listening to some of the students give testimony, it's always interesting to hear people say that I had some impact on their life, because really, me personally, I'm just doing what God has called me to do. I'm not looking to be great. I'm not looking to be anything special. And so when I hear things like that, and you can ask Pastor Joey, I don't care about the accolades. I never have. I want the glory to go to God, and I want the fruit to remain here. It's not like, look at the great thing I did and how great, and this is my youth group and whatever, because some people are like that. And when a pastor says, like, they feel that you're the one that God has connected them to serve as their evangelist, that's something you take with humility and honor. You don't run around and, you know, that's my group. And that's, you don't do that stuff. It's an honor for God. And I'm sharing for those that feel called into the ministry, those that may be in the ministry that are watching. But I share all this to say those attributes are required to see what has happened here. And when you think about the growth, I mean, we're sitting in a new sanctuary that the church built for many uses, but I believe primarily for the youth group, why it had to grow. I remember some of the first times I came and the altar was there. And I remember I said, God's going to have to bust open a wall or something for this. And isn't that exactly what they did?
Exactly what they
did. Yeah, they busted open probably that exact wall so that God could grow and release the increase that's in this youth group. We think about the, you can butt in at any time. I'm just sharing things.
No, yeah, I'm liking listening.
So when it comes to the Heat Wave Conference and the other revivals that you've done and the retreats and the different revivals and the other guests that you've had come and minister in the same spirit of faith and revival, that's what produced. He talked about the kickoff that you guys did in May of 2024, I think it was May, and you had 700 young people that you brought here. I didn't bring those people here. You're the one that did the work. But what is it that caused that to happen? It's the groundwork that they have laid over the years of each conference that we've had, all the meetings that we've had, everything that you do every Wednesday, all the Bible studies that produced in you the power and the passion to be able to go out and get those souls to come into the kingdom. So those 540 decisions for Jesus Christ that you had are proof that the hand of God is on this ministry and that this room remains too small. And you have to think about, when we're talking about celebrating the 100th podcast and all that, you know, there's many youth pastors and young evangelists and young people that graduate Bible school that are going into ministry. And when you start, there's no glamour. None. There's no glamour. There's nothing to give you natural confidence that this thing is going to work. But the consistency that Pastor Joey has to get to 100 episodes is honorable itself. Week after week after week, he does this, knowing who's watching, knowing the viewership's not 50,000. Sometimes it may be 50, 150, whatever it is. But he does it with consistency. That's showing God, this is somebody I can trust with an audience of 500. I can trust with an audience of 5,000. These are things that you do that show God. There's many youth pastors that I know. They start a podcast, it's done in 4 weeks because they're discouraged. They start a whatever, they're done. So to be celebrating the fact that you have 100 weeks worth of podcasting, I mean, that's what, 52 weeks a year, a little over two years of podcasts consistently that you listen to, you're built up by, that's something to celebrate because most people quit. They're quitters. And people that quit don't make it in life, I'll tell you right now. So that's honorable in and of itself that we're even here celebrating 100 episodes of diligent teaching. And he doesn't just get up here and yap. I hope you realize that. Oftentimes he'll call me, hey, can you help me think this through? And I'm getting on my podcast. There's hours of study and research and prayer that go into what he does. And he does it for you, to build you up. And so I celebrate that because it shows, number one, a growth, not just of numbers and revival, but a growth in leadership and a growth in yourself as a pastor. That, you know, year one when you were here, that wasn't your purview to do a podcast. But you felt God speak to you, I'm to do this podcast, knowing who would listen at the beginning. No one, probably. Three people, five people. But by God's grace, it's grown. They have the rate my whatever the thing they do and all this stuff that you guys enjoy. But what God is doing through this, and I'm just trying to tell you why this is worth celebrating. You may say, whatever, 100 episodes, who cares? It's worth celebrating because God, through this milestone, is honored. And God, through this milestone, now knows this is somebody. And understand, as you're part of the youth group, you're not in the chairs, but I'm extending my hand as though you were. As you're part of this youth group, God is lifting you as well. And everything connected to this group. And so, all that to say, it has been fun to be a part of what God has done here. I often say this is my favorite youth group, and it is. It really is. I mean, here it feels like home to me. And, you know, it's great to be a part of this and part of what God is doing. And really, there is no sense of whatever. Like, I'm very happy for what God does here. And you can ask Pastor Joey every time. I already said this, but I'm going to say it again. I'm always wanting the credit and the fruit not to go to me. I could care less if anybody even remembered who I was. My job is to come and add to this ministry, add to this youth group, and celebrate that God is lifting us together.
Amen.
And so, you know, it's a milestone to be here today. I'm celebrating with you and knowing that this is just the beginning. God said in the Old Testament, despise not the day of small beginnings. Because a lot of people do that. And I'm not trying to get teachy or preachy, but something that I think separates you and this youth group from many others that I know, and I'm not comparing, but I am a little bit, is that the Bible says that God rejoices to see the work begin. So if God rejoices to see a work begin, then we ought to be rejoicing with him as the work is beginning. Because there will come a day in ministry where things are so large, it becomes hard to grab, and it becomes hard to think and sit. And like they were talking about the table here, they have a folding table and a cloth. But I've come to realize, even in my own ministry, those are things worth celebrating. It's worth celebrating these small things, because God in heaven is saying, that is showing me this is a person I can use long term. This is showing me this is a youth group that I can lift long term. And so all that to say, you're part of something great. I'm happy to be here today. And I'm excited to be celebrating with you what God has done, what God is doing, and what God will do as we continue to serve him together.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that and saying all of that. You know, it's so you hit on a couple of things that got even me thinking, because I've had youth pastors ask me, just a couple of guys, just like people, you know, they start a youth group, call somebody that, you know, has been a youth pastor. How did you start a podcast? How'd you do this? How'd you do that? The honest answer to this type of thing, and I'm seeing this even what you're saying and from the scriptures, being faithful in the little and God will give much more. I didn't day one come guns blazing with a podcast. Like first day I showed up on a Wednesday, you know, we had youth on when I started, we had youth on Wednesday night and we had discipleship on Sunday morning. That's it. That's all we had. That's what we started with. I didn't try to do too much at first because, to be honest with you, it just was the furthest thing from my mind. I wanted Wednesday night to be good. You know what I mean? So many times I feel as though we can have divided attention and loyalties to things, and we can be, we can do so many things that none of it is excellent. And so something that we've strived to do here, and I'm thankful to the Lord with, is that as we, and I say we, not just me, this is Ben, this is my wife, Pastor Brianna, this is my youth leadership team, this is my student leadership team, this is every single part of this youth ministry. So this is not me just tapping myself on the back. As we have as a team have been faithful in the small things, God has given us much greater things as well. We've been faithful with Heatwave Conference. We've been faithful with, you know, every Wednesday. And then eventually God said, start a podcast. Then God said, do the spring kickoff event. Then God said, do this. Then God said, do that. And God continued to add to what was already being done as there was a great and excellent effort being made in each area. And that wouldn't be possible without my student leadership team, my leaders, every single person, because it really does take a team to be able to make a ministry be successful. And we have students that actually are like, want to do something. They're not just, they don't want to just sit back. And let that be an encouragement to anyone who may be watching this that's in the youth ministry. Your students actually want to do stuff. Like, kids are not these, because we are not created to be lazy beings. When kids hear a vision, and or people in general hear a vision, they want to buy into it. They want to buy into it and do something with it. But the vision has to be cast in order for something like that to happen.
Right.
As the Bible says, right? Write the vision, make it plain that he who reads it may run with it.
Right.
They have to read the vision or know the vision so that they can run with it.
Correct.
So I'm thankful to God for that. I'm thankful that, you know, I can't even believe that we had Heatwave Conference the first year. I cannot believe it. Heatwave Conference starts the planning for it in August. That's when it starts now. We have our meeting in August. Actually, I think this year might have been the end of July we had our meeting. The conference ends the last week of June. It starts in July, the planning. That year, the planning started in April when God spoke to me. And then I began to do my very best to execute it in May. And by the grace of God, somehow there was 150 to 200 people there at the conference. I can't even believe that. And I'm thankful to the Lord, because I know it was only by his grace that was even possible, because that is an unachievable task in one's own strength. It had nothing to do with anything other than saying yes. And if there's something I've learned just in this time of celebration that we have together right now, is the most powerful thing in the kingdom of God is really someone's like availability to just say yes to God. Yes, God, whatever you want to be done. God, I'll do it. Whatever it is, I'll do. Whatever you want me to give, I'll give. Whatever time you want from me, whatever things you want me to do. You know, we added a Monday night prayer service, which we're taking a little bit of a break from right now. But in the new year, we're going to start right back up with it again. We have added so many. Thursday night Bible study, added that. And God has been good and faithful in each of those things. And we're going to continue to grow. After this back to school bash, I have it in my spirit by faith. I like literally saw it by faith the other day when I was praying. I was praying and I was seeking the Lord, and by faith I saw, like, and I don't mean like a vision. I mean by faith I was able to see this room being so full that I was trying to decide whether or not we should have service in the sanctuary or have it in here tonight, because I wasn't sure about the room for the room and space. We're going to see so many kids get saved this Saturday. And guess what? After kids get saved on Saturday, we're not going to stop. It's not like we've reached the finish line. We have it in us as a group. That, and you said this to me. You were the first person that ever said this to me. You said this to me a year and a half ago, I think, or something like that, and it stuck with me. It was, and I think it was the Lord that had you say that to me. Is something that people will say is that your youth ministry is doing a good job if you have 10% of the people that come to your church. And you said this to me. You said that's not the way that I look at this thing. I look at this thing that your youth ministry is too small until every single kid in your area knows Jesus Christ. And that is something that when you said it, it got in my spirit. And I went, that's what I want right there. And so, yeah, we're going to have all these kids, hundreds of kids come and get saved this Saturday. Like, it's going to be packed here. Like, there's going to be nearing 1,000 people like at this event. Tons of kids getting saved. It's going to be packed. But even after that, if we have 500 kids show up on Wednesday night at youth group, yeah, I'm going to be blown away. I'm going to be so thankful to God for that. But it doesn't stop there. We don't flatline. We still keep going because there's not even 500 kids in Brookfield High School. So why would we stop? There's 800 kids in Brookfield High School. There's over 1,000 at New Milford. If not every one of them knows the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're not finished with what we're going to do. So I say that to you to say we're celebrating. We're excited about what God has done so far. But we're not stopping and we're not giving up in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, that's the thing that I think distinguishes this ministry from many. And I pray there's many others that are out there. I don't personally know of many, but I'm sure there are many. But is the desire for continuous advancement and growth. That's what God said. Everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread, you will be on land I have given you.
Yes.
So when God calls a man, he calls a woman, he calls them to an area, to a region. And that means that if you're there, that territory belongs to you in the spirit. It's your job then by faith to go get what belongs to you, because there's a giant in every man's promised land. So you have to deal with the giant. You have to deal with whatever it is that's keeping a region in bondage. And so I also think that's something that you've done well. When we talk about growth and increase, is you measure growth numerically, but you also measure it by how many of those numerical individuals have been edified and built up. There's lots of people that just sit in a pew, they sit in a chair, but I call them empty can Christians. There's no weight to them. There's no weight. Though they should be eating meat by now, they are still on milk. They've never grown. And I think that is one thing that I could say has happened in this youth group, is these are young people that know the Bible. They know the things of the Spirit. They know what is God, what is not God. They're formed in character, which is rare. And I think that's what distinguishes this youth group from many, is that you are graduating into the earth, as you just said. I think it was 18 you said that you just graduated.
Yes.
You are graduating into the earth, not young people that tolerated God and are going to go off to school, live a life of wicked sin, and forget the gospel. You have graduated young people that love Jesus and are going to take that passion into their realm of influence, whether they're going to business, government, leadership, arts work, or into the ministry. They are going into realms as representatives of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And speaking of ministry specifically, I mean, out of this youth group, there have come many. that have desired to follow God in full-time ministry, many Amen. Of whom have headed off to Bible school to study and prepare to go be what God has called them to be, what be it pastoral ministry, evangelism, ministry of helps, whatever it is. And so you take that as a win. You take that as a win. You know, I was talking with a presbyter in a major full gospel denomination recently, and he was telling me, Wesley, the problem we're having in our denomination is there are no young people that are being called of God to take our churches that are vacant left and right. Mm. And by and large, that's the truth. But the reason why you see so many in this youth group that are going to answer the call and be the pastors in this entire region in the United States, be the next evangelists that come up, is because you have made room. Not me. There is no me being here without a him that invites, believes, and makes room. Let me just tell you that right now. You can't commandeer somebody's church and come say, I'm having a meeting, give me the microphone, we're going to have revival. You need to have a pastor that has a brain and a heart to say, if I really believe this gospel and I really want to be somebody that makes a difference, I need to be somebody that makes room for other ministry gifts and operations so that I can be lifted mutually. And so the decision he has made to have revival meetings and to give altar calls and to have heat wave and all the other things that they do here, the retreats and whatever else they do that I don't know of, that is building you, that's why you exist, those watching. You exist because God gave a vision to a man and he obeyed it and said yes. So that's literally what it is. He literally begot you in the gospel. And you can do with that what you want, but that's what a pastor is biblically, somebody who's supposed to birth you in the spirit and help you to be the person God has called you to be. And so when I think about, you know, other things worth celebrating, it's that. You have raised up mighty men and women of God. And I mean that. They're not weak. They're not fickle. They're not weird. You know, I think of many. I won't name names because I don't want to offend anybody by leaving out their name. But, you know, there's many young people in this youth group. I'd put you up against anybody in America. I mean it. I would put you guys up against anybody on Bible knowledge, on doctrine, on operation of the gifts, on character. I'd put you up against anybody because I do believe you've been formed into the image that the Bible says you're supposed to be. I mean, who else in America? And again, this is not a comparison, but I'm using my brain of what I know. I mean, I don't know of any other group of young people that have Monday night prayer, Wednesday night service. They're doing Thursday night Bible study, going to another youth group that you have on Friday, then traveling to meetings. I mean, the amount of times that this youth group has come to my meetings 3 hours away, 2 hours away, I mean, that's crazy. But there's a passion for God. That wasn't something that always was maybe the culture. I don't know. But I do know that that's not normal. I'm going to tell you right now. It's not normal that young people feel a passion to do all those things. It's just not. I'm telling you that just by what I know. So when you think about all that growth that has happened, it is worth thanking God for. Because outside of an obedience, you know, and again, this is not like the Yay Pastor Joey podcast, but I do want you to see and be grateful for what you have, because I don't think many people, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, that when Jesus entered town, the Bible says there were many that missed their day of visitation. They did not know what was in front of them. And so I want you, as part of this youth group, and if you respect me, I want you to take this as an encouragement from the Lord, that you should soak up every opportunity you have here. Don't take any moments for granted. Because there will come a day when you graduate high school, you turn 18, I don't know what the cutoff is here, and you'll be gone. And you'll be off doing what God has called you to do. And you're to take everything you learned here, everything God did, every hand that was laid on you, and use it for the glory of God and the advancement of God's kingdom. Once you leave this youth group, you are responsible for what was given to you in this youth group. And I pray that you use what you get and what is given to you in this youth group with honor, with respect, and with wisdom, and that you replicate what you got here throughout the earth. So that's my prayer, is as we celebrate this 100th anniversary of this podcast, it's not just the podcast we're celebrating. I mean, really what we're celebrating is the birth of what I do believe to be a youth revival and a youth movement that I believe will impact this region of the United States. And I remember when I was here in June, I think in this room, I felt the Lord speak to me that it shall spread. And I do believe that is what is happening, because just me, I'm in the ministry. I talk to ministers every week. And there is seldom someone I know, even people that may not like what it is that we do here, that know what God is doing here. And I do believe that should Jesus tarry, which means Jesus' delay is coming, this room will be too small by the Spirit of God. Even our sanctuary here at this church, one day we may outgrow as it pertains to heat wave. And I believe that God is going to give us something that's going to help usher in the last great move of God. I do believe out of this youth group, and I think I prophesied this, it's coming back to me in my spirit. I think I said this at Heatwave. I see myself on the stage. I'm trying to remember what night it was. This is just my memory, not a gift of the Spirit. I think I said, out of this youth group shall come apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, the fivefold offices of God. And I do believe that to be the case. And at this point, I'm just talking. But, you know, all this to say, let's go back to, you know, April 2021, when you had nothing and I had nothing. And we were in a Bible college called North Point Bible College in Massachusetts. And all we had to walk on was vision. But he saw something in his spirit. And for some reason, God connected us. Eternity will tell why. But for some reason, God has done this. But what I want you to see is you're dealing with a visionary commission. What do I mean by that? The Bible says, though the vision tarry, wait for it, for in the end, it will speak. Mm-hmm. Right now, Pastor Joey is speaking by vision. But one day, his vision will speak for him. And by that I mean God is going to give a great level of responsibility and authority by the Spirit of God in this region that I believe will impact the Northeast and New England in a great way. But it starts with this. And one day when God gets him to that place, which God will determine the hour in which he wants to release that grace, God will look back to this day while we're on this podcast and saying, that guy rejoiced over 100 podcast episodes that 150 people watched. Let me give him an audience of 150,000. Because the Bible says, he who is faithful with what he is given, God will give him much more. And so all that to say, and I feel the Spirit of God here recently in the last couple minutes, which is very interesting because we're just reminiscing. But the Bible does say that there's a responsibility we have to build a tablet stone. You've read that obviously in your Bible. To build an altar. Abraham said Jehovah Jireh because it was a place of remembrance for what God had done. Mm. And so really what this episode is we'll watch this in 20 years and laugh, but this episode is a memorial stone unto the Lord. That's what Joshua said to do. Make a memorial stone unto the Lord. And so that's what this episode is. It is a memorial stone of what God has done and all that God is going to do. And I sense God. Do you?
Yes.
I sense God. And which is interesting because I'm going to tell you right now, I began this episode exhausted, but I feel the presence of God and I feel the spirit of prophecy, which says that we're going up in God. And when you feel an anointing like this, you just talk. Because when you talk, you're loosing things that will produce something in Jesus' name. So I tell you by the Spirit of God, and I had no intent to do this. I was going to take this as a very casual conversation. But I tell you by the Spirit of God, God is lifting you. And he's lifting you quickly. And I see God giving to you great levels of authority and the keys of access to this region. Because the Bible says that Jesus is the one that holds the key of David. And I feel God is going to hand the key unto your hand. For God, by the Spirit, has offered it to many who say, I don't want it. And so God said, I was looking for a man in the earth to see if there was somebody that would do what I asked him to do in this region. And yes, I found a young man who was willing. A young man who cried out to me and said, God, I will do what you've asked me to do. So now I pour upon him a weighty responsibility, but the grace and the power to carry out the thing I've asked him to do. And you shall see with your eyes, says the Spirit of God, the reward of what it is that I've tasked him to do. For you shall see great and mighty things. You shall see great and mighty things. Young people saved from great levels of bondage, saved from things that the world has said in this present hour, I, the Spirit of God, no longer save people from. But as they begin to move, God speaking to you, young people, at the march of the commanding voice I've put in charge of them, speaking to him, God is going to flip this region for his glory, and God will do something no eye has seen, no ear has heard, but God has prepared this thing for you. And I feel that as you take the steps that God has given you in obedience, no matter how crazy they get, because we're going to get crazier, God's going to start telling you crazier things. I see you even now, you're sitting in some type of office. It may even be a government building. You're at a board table. It's a clear, like, glass-type desk. You're sitting in a black chair around a table with a bunch of men in suits who aren't very happy with you. But you're telling them, I'm not on this earth to serve you. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And God will do something even in that. I don't know what that is. I see it in the future. That God will do that will cause this thing to bust open in a greater measure. And there shall be men that will heed your voice no matter what you say. It doesn't matter how crazy it will get. There's going to be men that will listen to you and help you and bring aid to you. I feel God say, in Jesus' name, amen. I sense God. I sense God. Again, I had no intentions to do any of this, but that's what's called being filled with the Spirit. And he's my friend, obviously, and I don't consider myself to be anything great, but God uses me in that sometimes. So, and like I've said before, I feel a sense of responsibility for this youth group. Not just because I preach here, but I really do want to see it succeed, and I care about what happens here. And I do believe that God, in the final hours of time, is going to use this entire church in a great way. I really do. And I'm glad to be connected here. And I sense God. So I don't really know what else to say. But this is kind of funny because, like, this is not what you do on a podcast. So, like I said, hey, I'm an unusual evangelist. You know, I just show up and start saying stuff. And for some reason, it works. But I feel God's going to give it into your hand. I tell you that by the Spirit of God. As your friend who cares about you. But and we have a lot of fun together, and you know we don't talk like this, you know, at his kitchen table. You know, we have fun, but I'm not, now we're in ministry gifts.
Yes,
and I pray for you that God gives you everything you've asked for. And as we celebrate this small milestone, I pray that God gives you everything you asked for, everything you've asked for, and just because I believe in your vision. But to also everything you've done to help me. There has been no one on earth that has helped me to the level you have helped me. And I don't forget that. The Bible says do not be somebody that's quick to forget. And this podcast is going to be 3 hours, isn't it? But I'm asking God to give you what you want beyond your capacity to receive it. And I'm asking God to put it in your spirit. And when you celebrate the 250th, everything will be different. I feel God say. And I don't know why this is currently happening, but I sense God. And it was interesting because you said you have to be here for my 100th celebration, and I'm here. I thought we were just going to talk, but I feel God wants to release something to you. And I loose it to you in Jesus' name. The fire of God and the spirit of prophecy in your spirit. In Jesus' name, receive it. Everything you've asked of God and beyond, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything you've asked of God in Jesus' name. The spirit of prophecy in Jesus' name. I feel God. And this is how this ministry started. in the fire. So we might as well loose it as we continue to do the next thing God's called us to do. And it's an honor to be connected, but I loose the fire of God into you that will enable you to do the next thing. A fresh touch, a fresh impartation from the Spirit of God that I feel flowing right from heaven, beyond even me, right from heaven into you, in Jesus' name. Everything you say, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass, and effortlessly. Men and women shall feel connected to help and just be here and be a part of what God is doing. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We pray and thank God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his power. In Jesus' name. I thank God.
I don't even know what to say. I just spent time in prayer yesterday praying about everything that you just said. And I know that it was the Lord.
Praise God.
I know it's the Lord. And I know that God's getting ready to take us to that level. And I needed that. I asked the Lord yesterday. I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I need to know that you see what we're doing. I need to know because I want to do something that matters and something of great impact. And this right here was the confirmation that I needed in my spirit. I'm not somebody that gets emotional. I don't ever get emotional. This was the Spirit of God, and this was the mind of God for this, for today. I felt like you needed to be here today, and that's why I kept pushing you so much to be able to come and be here. And now I know why. And I know that we're only going to run all the better because of today. It's humbling to see what God will do. It's humbling to see what God will do. You can only go up in God if you bring yourself low. And I pray that today would be a day where I only bring myself all the lower before the Lord, because in order to be able to accomplish the great things that he has for this ministry, I have to be someone that relies upon him solely. It's only by his grace that we've made it here to this moment. There's nothing special about me other than saying yes. And if any person says yes to God and does what God tells him, he will take them to a very high level and a very high place.
Amen. Amen.
I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate you being someone that's a man of the Spirit of God, because unfortunately, the Holy Spirit is being pushed out of many churches. And you don't have this if you don't actually. For the Holy Spirit, for many places, is just something that we turn on to, you know, for a show and performance. You don't have moments like these if you don't actually walk by the Spirit and live by the Spirit of God. I'm thankful that you came on today, and I'm thankful for that word, and I receive it. And for those of you that are watching right now, receive that word with me. Pray for this ministry. Spend time of prayer, times in deep prayer, believing God for everything that we've prayed for and everything that was prophesied today. I believe that Saturday we will see the beginning of things that you have even said tonight.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Would you close us in prayer?
Sure.
Unless you have something else to say.
No, nothing to say. Father, we thank you today. And we honor you, and we give glory to you. The Bible says, forget not the Lord. And we don't forget you today. We don't forget all your benefits, everything you've done for us. I thank God for everything you've done in this youth group, everything you've done in this commission that you have called them to, and everything that you've spoken to them and given them power to carry out and to produce. And we thank you, it's only the beginning. But we know that the key to increase in God is thanking God for what he has done so that we can be prepared to walk the path for what God has for us. So we thoroughly thank you today. We thank you for every good and every perfect gift. We thank you for every challenge that we've been faced with, that by your Spirit we've been able to overcome. We thank you for the victory of God, and we thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. We thank you that in you it is impossible to fail. We thank you that you are the God who does not know anything deemed impossible. So as long as we stick with you, we are not limited by any situations. We are not limited by any worldly standards. We have an ability from God to rise high. And so we celebrate today the goodness of God. And we thank you that we're only getting started, because you are the God who said, you are the author and the perfecter of our faith. Where we start with God is not where we finish. He who began a good work in you will cause it to come to completion unto the day of the Lord Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for greater heights, greater territory, greater ability. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I was not expecting this today on the podcast. We reminisced, we laughed, and, well, I cried. I don't know about you, but...
I was moved. I felt God.
I felt God. I felt God when you began to speak. Well, I'll recap it with you afterwards, I'm sure, because it's already been like a 3-hour podcast, but that's okay. It's still been great. So I'm thankful to God, and I'm thankful that for each of you that decided to tune in. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for being here with me today. And I will see you guys next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by the teaching today. If you are between the grades of 5th through 12th grade, make sure to check us out in person at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Be sure to tune in next week for another weekly podcast from Uncanceled. God bless.